Greetings, this is James Gillen with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. And we're on Rumble, YouTube. Well, sometimes we don't post on YouTube because we just get kicked off. But we're also on eSETI Stargate TV, VMO, everything. So if you want to hear the show, I do go into Rumble and I go into the chat every Saturday and kind of joke around with people and have fun. So if you want to get a hold of me, that's a good place. If you want to ask me questions, we'll get back to the question and answer situation. Kathy's been gone for 2 weeks, and so she'll be back for the before the next show, and we'll get back to the Q&A. Right now, it's just almost impossible for me to do it and do the show and everything else at the same time. But anyway, there's a lot going on, and as I said before, the news, I mean, people need to know what's going on, the real, without the spin, with the real truth behind things. And that's why we do this. And hopefully we can get back to more, and eventually we'll move into a show where we're going to be covering a lot of fearless energy technology, a lot of healing technologies, and bring guests on and people like that. And that's what we're going to move into. And, all the latest things that'll help humanity take a quantum leap in evolution. And that's our main goal, to assist humanity and bridge the gap between the star nations and our the greater family of man out there waiting for us to figure it out so they can contact us. But anyway, in the news, Fannie Willis case against Trump is riddled with lies, deceptions, misappropriations, legal contributions or illegal contributions, collusion, misconduct, money laundering, embezzlement, misuse of public funds, tax evasion, extreme bias and TDS, and she's a multimillionaire now, living on a $100,000 a year budget, so salary. So what? How does that work? How did she become a millionaire? Might want to talk to Soros about that and a few other donors. But anyway, the highlight of the case is when her lover was asked if he ever went to Fannie's cabin. Let's play that video.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever?
Ever.
No.
You've never gone to a cabin with Miss Willis?
No.
All right, that to me was hilarious. The whole case was that way. It was just one screw up after another. She kept getting caught, and she would get angry when she'd get caught lying. So, I was watching that case just to stay on top of it. But it's a fiasco anyway. I mean, it has to be either tossed out, or it's going to be 2 years out before anything happens on that. And I think they're just probably going to throw it out because they have no case whatsoever anyway. Anyway, the Truckers for Trump rally is well underway. They're refusing to drop loads off in New York. And truckers across America are fed up with New York's corrupt two-tiered biased justice system. I think this is going to go to other states and probably worldwide pretty soon. When the shelves are bare and the illegals take over the streets, you're going to overhaul to the power-driven Dems and lawfare, basically. Fannie, Alvin, Letitia, Jack, and friends, they're the ones you probably want to talk to about this because they're the ones that set that into motion. All these people will probably end up with their faces in post offices, basically, because, it's karma, basically. Whenever you want to falsely imprison somebody, you end up usually being in prison. That's kind of the way it's been going. I was telling New York, you might as well get that big fat steak from those farting cows or barbecued chicken from those shut down farms, because they're going to sound real good in the near future because they're probably not going to be available. Anyway, you might have to go to a red state to eat, basically. So don't worry, your leaders will be well taken care of, living fat out while the people suffer. Wait till the farmers revolt in America. Farmers are revolting globally due to the WEF trying to put them out of business to create their global warming famine, So By the way, according to the raw data, the planet is cooling, and scientists are worried because they said we may be going into a mini ice age. So this is what the real science is telling us. People have been fleeing New York due to the hostile business environment, high crime and taxes. Governor Hochul said New Yorkers have nothing to worry about as long as their last name is not Trump, or the Republicans, or they disagree with illegal aliens everywhere and rewarding them handsomely with your taxes. And if they're not okay with cops being beat up, I mean, those are the people that will be targeted. So if you're a woke Democrat, all is well. And she just admitted it was purely partisan political prosecution, basically, of Trump when she said that. So that's just a big election interference red flag. Lots of rumors about Michelle Obama, Sorrento, AK Michael, running as a last ditch effort once Biden is removed. And I think her polls are down, not even in the teens, pretty low. But looks like DNC is throwing Biden under the bus. If she wins, that'd give Barack 16 years of running the White House. So you really don't think Joe's been running things, basically. Here's a question. If Barack came from Kenya, as he openly admitted, along with his wife's true name, Michael Robinson, I believe, and you might want to check where Michael was born, So this fraud perpetuated on the American people has to end. It had to be a bad joke in the CIA, basically, I bet considering their assets and the corporate-owned press, a couple of guys at the top said, "Hey, I bet we can take a couple of gay guys and make them president and first lady. We'll just shame and censor anyone on us. Watch Trading Places." That's pretty much what happened. So neither were born in America. Both stand up to pee, and everyone in Hollywood knows it. So Joan Rivers spelled it out right before she mysteriously died. By the way, I'm not going to commit suicide. And almost every conspiracy follower knows it's hard to believe. It's knows it, but it's hard to believe. A simple DNA test would end that discussion. The Democrats and the deep state will do anything to stay in power. And most are morally challenged and have some serious issues. So we're going to have to weed that out. I think it's coming soon. Boston City Councilwoman Julia Mejia wants people to open their homes to unvetted illegal aliens. I hear Fannie has room with a lot of cash laying around. So it's got a few places, basically. Be sure and show your new roomie is the safe. Leave your wallet and purse out. Let them know where the valuables are. Just because you know nothing about them and they came from thousands of miles away from high crime, war-torn countries, that's no cause for concern. And shame on you if you judge them, basically. So anyway, it seems most Democrats are on the same page until the wake-up call. Might be a good idea if, the woke Democrats and illegals will cancel each other out, basically. So woke Democrats can invite all these illegal aliens and into their homes, and they'll just kind of cancel each other out and destroy the whole agenda to get more votes. But anyway, Bezos and Gates are dumping their stocks. What is it they know? We all know it's inevitable the stock market will crash. It's not frequency specific to the coming changes. And the banks aren't looking too good either. So it's time to buy that little piece of land you always wanted, find a clean water source, and make a food bank out of it. Think I've been saying that for 30 years on the air, basically, now. Maybe it's time to listen. Here's a good one. Hillary met supposedly the whoever is Hillary now, met with Tedros to discuss pandemics X, Y, and Z. How do they know they're coming? Because they created them. And they're going to make billions on the neither safe or effective vaccines. Hillary's statement about Democrats being stupid and Republicans being deplorables makes sense when you realize these pandemics are bioweapons along with the vaccines to reduce population. The head of Pfizer said the first two vaccines did absolutely nothing to protect against the COVID and COVID-19. And the real numbers of the adverse effects, clots, heart attacks, and other side effects, including death, are coming out, and it's astronomical. It's off the scale. The vaccines have proven to be neither safe or effective, according to the latest research and statistics. So, mamas, don't let your babies be vaccinated. Seems Clinton met with Tedros on President's Day. I wonder if she has a grudge, you know. Tedros sounds like some evil demigod in a Marvel movie, you know, bringing death and destruction to the earth. You know, what a novel idea. I mean, one question the left can't answer: if Putin was so evil, then why did Obama and Hillary sell him uranium? Now, there's a good question. You know, why did the Obamas fund and arm ISIS? You know, then there's the Afghanistan withdrawal. Yeah, leaving billions of weapons, tanks, trucks, helicopters, etc. You know, if they're against people having arms, why are they arming hostile foreign governments with open door policies at the border? You know, it's a little food for thought. You know, you think about it, you go, this isn't adding up, folks. Trying to figure out. I saw a meme where they had Putin whispering to Hillary. He said he ended the life of one of his opposition, and Hillary laughed and said, "Only one." It's like, hold my beer, basically. The White House said they'd give away all the reserves of long-range missiles to Ukraine, leaving America vulnerable if the no-accountability slush fund Ukraine is not released. The Ukrainian leaders all have multiple mansions and yachts to pay for. So do a few politicians. And, you know, they're waiting for contributions from the war industry as well. So, you know, that's what this is all about, folks. Has nothing to do with democracy. Russia profited $37 billion this year while America went into debt. Oh, we got some great leadership here. Their capacity to restock their munitions puts us to shame. So we're never going to win that one. So $1 billion of that profit was from selling Russian oil to America via India. So it's as if draining our reserves was not enough to look good for the coming election and push their Green New Steel agenda. You know, there it it's you know, as you said earlier, we're about soon to run out of diesel with little or no reserves. The grids cannot meet the demand now for electric vehicles. What happens when the diesel and gas-driven power plants shut down? You know, the present administration has no long-term plans, only short-term disasters, basically. So speaking of disasters, Marine One was outfitted with short stairs just for Biden to help his stair challenge capacity, but he still tripped anyway. And his gaffes just keep coming. So let's play that video of Biden trying to make it up the helicopter stairs. All right. Fake news is now going after Trump for not commenting on the death of Putin's opposition leader. The DNC and fake news are okay with jailing their opposition, America, yet not okay when Russia does it. Try to figure that one out. You know, there's absolutely no difference between the deep state Dems, what they're doing, and to Trump to save democracy by removing the choice from the American people. Not jumping to agenda-driven conclusions is a wise path, and I think Trump's smart on there. There's videos of Alexei Navalny giving speeches to Nazi youth doing the Heil Hitler salute. So, you know, Putin has vowed to end, put an end to the Nazis in Ukraine and Russia while America is funding and supporting them against international law. The mainstream media is making them heroes when in truth they're just bad actors. So it's common knowledge, you know, Ukraine's leadership and army is full of Nazis. Ukraine is a major bioweapons lab, child and sex trafficking hub. It's a deep state neo-Nazi stronghold, basically. So that's what we're funding over there. That's where your taxes are going. So there's always more to the story. Anyway, the videos of the Navalny speeches and Nazi salutes were scrubbed off the internet. We do have a photo. We'll put that up. But Navalny's death was perfect timing with Nancy Pelosi, Russia, 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 appearing with his wife, who thanked Nancy for all she's done. So it seems to be quite suspicious there. Does Nancy and the Dems want to use Navalny's death, you know, as a new demonized Russia to get Trump platformed to distract from their own misdeeds? You know, for the record, Crimea was annexed from Russia by neo-Nazis. So we really need to look into the history of this. Know your history of what's really going on there. And it's not what we've been told. So here's a good one. Billy, a 9-year-old student, was told guns kill people. He quickly responded to his teacher by saying his pencil failed the math exam, not him. And what's funny is, like, I tell my gun all the time to go out and shoot dinner, bring it home and clean it. And the gun just lays there, totally ignores me, as if I don't exist. I don't know what's up with that. So, I could have sworn there's laws against murder and assault and all kinds of things, on the books already. So, of course, unless you're an actor or an illegal alien, then you can do pretty much, laws don't apply to you, basically. So anyway, all they got to do is, how about enforcing the laws on the books and not let career criminals and illegal aliens who beat cops out with no bail the next day? It's that simple. Enforce the existing laws. You don't need to make new ones. And that's the whole problem. We don't need any new laws, just we don't need any new border laws. Just enforce the ones on the book that Biden chose not to enforce. Corrupt politicians never intended to fix the problem. They're puppets for the global elite who want to wreck the system. Now, is it making any sense? They were never there to fix the problem. That's not what they're paid to do. So anyway, George Soros, one of the major funders of the Democrats, some rhinos, rogue DAs, etc., said, "One of my greatest accomplishments will be to take down America." So anybody taking money from him or his organizations are complicit. I mean, that's treason with a capital T, basically. They need to declare him, an enemy of the state, as most other countries have. End of story. Round up those doing his bidding, along with the bidding of the other global elite eugenicists that stated clearly that they want 90% of the world population dead. Basically, it was on the Georgia Guidestones. That's who a lot of these people work for. You see the people trash in America? That's who they work for. And that needs to come into a change. Now, here's a big one. As you said earlier, we talked about Tucker Carlson. He's definitely fulfilling our prophecy. When fired from Fox, I said he is not done. There's a plan, and he will be the spokesman for a much bigger plan, Unshackled. And I said, keep an eye on him. And it's in several shows back. I talked about that. Anyway, in the last show, he blew the lid off, with a binder that proves the CIA, Five Eyes, foreign English-speaking agencies, the DOJ, the FBI were all involved in going after Trump and 28 of his allies. Now they're going after Trump again with the lawfare and 18 of his closest allies. This declassified document or binder may very well be the reason for the raid on Mar-a-Lago, mirrored by no action against Biden. Obama, Biden, Hillary, and the agencies were all involved in election tampering, collusion, misuse of public funds, wrongful prosecution, including the legacy press, which also colluded with, the Operation Get Trump. I think it was Hurricane something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, so here's a news flash for the fake news. They arrested Trump four times with 91 charges, raided Mar-a-Lago, fined him over $350 million, and not one Epstein client has been arrested, with no one in the mainstream media demanding the list. So if you think the media is telling you the truth and covering, they cover what they're told to cover, basically. And then, Biden is caught red-handed with classified documents spread across several states, laying open in his garage documents taken when he was a senator and vice president, illegally, as admitted to by Biden himself. They find cocaine at the White House and nothing. Where's the justice? Nothing happens. Could all the agencies and the mainstream media be colluding in election interference? It's sure looking that way. It's looking that way to me. Anyway, there's more to that. So never cease to blow my mind, Tucker. He's now blown the lid off of government censorship, more election tampering, and the undeniable stripping people of the freedom of speech. Mike Binns is a world-renowned expert of censorship network and the executive director of the Foundation for Freedom Online. So he has the evidence, and now almost any information that goes against the official stories is censored. The Wiener laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, Epstein flight list, Obama's birth records, birth certificates, earlier ID cards, They're all examples of the ongoing censorship. Doctors and scientists warning about the adverse effects of vaccine, stories about the Obama, Biden, and Clinton corruption, anything that goes against the controlled narrative. So now you know what happened to Esetti on YouTube and other venues. Boy, we got hammered. They demonize you, debank you, and defame you, use lawfare against you, whether or not you're telling the truth, it doesn't matter. YouTube and Facebook came out of DARPA, and those front people they prop up as owners are just space holders, basically. So Truth Social, Rumble, X, Telegram, and a few others are the last bastions of free speech. But the FCC is going after them lockstep with the WEF and the two. So these agencies with unelected officials created to serve the public are in service to the WEF, the CFR, and the UN, basically, the global elite, what most call the deep state, basically. So the bottom line is free speech is dead, basically, if they shut down the few free speech social media outlets left. And that's what we don't want to see. So we really need to get on that and stand up and stand up for the congressmen and senators and the people that are putting these bills out. They're bringing all this evidence out, so it's what I'm telling you isn't anything that isn't already a public record. So, speaking of censorship czars, ex-CEO of Google, Susan, well, I can't even sp pronounce her last name. Well, Wojcicki is something like that. Her son died at 19 years old while at college, allegedly was vaccinated. And so maybe instead of censoring, she should have been researching. Seriously, folks, what's it going to take to wake people up to the fact their overlords don't care about them or their kids? They're eugenicists. If you work for a eugenicist, you and your family are still on the list, and the pedophiles and eugenicists are still running the world for now. And that's coming to an end here. Julian Assange is finally having his day in court to see whether he'll be extradited to America, where he'll be sentenced to 1 billion years in a maximum security for exposing corruption and war crimes. So anyway, considering the MI6 background of the judge, and we don't expect things to go too well for him. So seems the criminals are locking up the good guys lately. It's the opposite. We used to lock up criminals. Now the criminals are locking us up. But, hopefully Trump will pardon him. I would imagine Trump would use him as an asset somehow, or the White Hats would use him as an asset in the very near future. 4 out of 5 Americans are being poisoned by Cheerios, Quaker Oats, and other processed food products with oats. Chloroquat, a chemical found in excess, is a puberty blocker, creates infertility, and harms developing fetuses. So the gay frog syndrome is showing up in food. Estrogen mimickers, are often called gender benders, are also being found throughout the food supply. Here's a little hint: gay people don't reproduce, and demasculinizing men makes them easier to control. And fluoride used by Hitler to sedate the masses is another poison that shuts down the pineal gland, creates a brain fog, which is trying to make a comeback. So they're trying to refluoridate all the water. People that got the water out, now they're trying to fluoride out or trying to get it back in. So you have to think of depopulation and world domination and then connect the dots. And only then you'll see the big picture. Unless you really know the agenda, none of this makes sense. Unless you know that they're not incompetent. Well, they are incompetent, but there's a plan. They're following a plan. You got to know what that plan is. So here's a good one. Farmers revolting against the EU, trying to put them out of business and their food shortage agenda. Now you have to eat bugs while they dine on the best meats, fish, crabs, and lobsters. And now it's happening in 18 countries. So when the food shortages start and the EU political puppets, they're going to be run out of town, basically. Major capitals in Europe are blocked off by tractors, making it clear that farmers have had enough. In Spain, police are acting viciously against protesters, beating them with batons, but they're not backing down. And they should start a Farmers, Truckers, Patriot Unite program, go global, and put in everybody unite and put an end to the division game, and then it's over. because unity is their downfall. This just in, Heather Scott introduced a bill to ban cannibalism in Idaho, as if, seems like a little common sense, you know, that's probably going to be against the law. But I guess they had to put a new law in because it looks like a few fast food restaurants might have to clean out their meat lockers. And there's been investigations where human DNA allegedly was showing up in fast food hamburgers. So if you wonder if that DNA would match any missing person reports, it might be a good idea. I'm not sure how that works, but maybe it'll find a few people. There's actually a cannibal club in LA, so go figure. Of course, in LA. New York's probably a couple there too. You know, after the bill passes, they need to do some testing, you know, start testing that DNA. Here's a good one. There's a program in Maui that released up to 775, it looks like billion bacteria infected mosquitoes every week for 20 years. What could possibly go wrong? And why Maui? You know, they're still recovering from the Dew weapon attack, the new smart city renovation that's going on. So no environmental impact report was done. It seems they have no idea what will happen, you know, if people are bitten or what happens to frogs, lizards, fish, or anything else that eats mosquitoes. Hawaii residents are already being bitten by mosquitoes that are different. They make no sound and their bite is more painful and swells, unlike a regular mosquito bite. So something's going on there. And it wasn't it that billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates project, you know, was the mosquito thing. And his latest jab, you know, already did enough damage. We don't need another one. So anyway, you know, here's one, folks. I want someone to explain to me why people lined up with their families and got a vaccine created by billionaire eugenicists. And when Bill Gates went on TED Talks and he said, we're going to solve the overpopulation problem with the vaccines. Like, hello. I mean, I don't, where's the critical thinking? Where's the base logic in that one? And it looks like Mexico now is under attack as well with Dew weapons, clearing the way from probably another smart city. Let's go ahead and play that footage. But you can see these weapons coming down, and then all of a sudden fires are starting everywhere, and this big green beam, blue-green beam is coming down, so.
Sí, creo que por allá. Todo quemando seca. La Villa, eso es la Villa. Al frente. Estamos rodeados con fuego. Acabamos con la yaya para arriba, pero viene el fuego ya. Viene el fuego. Miren, allá se está quemando todo. Todo la.
They're well underway with their new smart cities. They just have to clear all the people out before they can build them. Yeah, we got to get a hold of that thing. So anyway, put it out of commission. Here's a good one. This is a good news. Scientists found one egg a day increased the IQ of kids at least 15 points. The egg is the perfect protein in the exact proportions that you need. Personally, I eat two a day for breakfast, occasional boiled egg now and then. And I think that's why when I was a kid, I was so bright, my dad called me son. Little dad joke there. Speaking of the sun, hold on to your hats. Another X1.67 X-class flare coming in, followed by another X-class flare. And cell phones have been interrupted. You know, those sensitive will feel the gamma ray and X-rays first. You know, it's going to take a few days to really feel the impact of the solar storm, with mood swings, emotional outbursts, severe weather, an increase in volcanic and earthquake activity. So, you know, just... I would say we're probably a few days out for having some pretty big quakes with two X-class flares coming in. So a little heads up. You know, what I'm doing now is I'm preparing basically, I'm shoring up certain things, putting hurricane clips on, you're gonna have severe weather too with these, big winds. So putting hurricane clips up, I'm putting a new beam in to shore up one, they have one area that has a really long span. It's too long for the beams. And so I'm putting in another beam to shore it up and setting things up. And it's only common sense. We need to start preparing. You need more than a bug out bag. People say anything from 14 days to 3 months to some people are saying 3 years, but I don't think it's going to be that long. But I would definitely expect, cell phones to go down, the internet to go down, at least parts of the grid to go down. And then there's going to be a big switchover, and then everything's going to change after that. We'll be on a whole different system, and the old New World Order boys are out of the picture, tyrants are collapsing, they're imploding, and a whole new system's getting ready to take their place. So, but you got to prepare for it, and get on the right side, get on the right side of the fence, with these things. There's so much going down right now. But people always ask me, what do you see in the future? And I said that, what I just told you, I don't think, I think it's going to be a pretty quick transition. It's not going to go out over years like some people are saying. I think it's going to be quicker transition than we think. I think they prepared for once one system goes down, for another system is ready to back it up. I have heard from some high-level people that the banks are all backed up in a quantum system. So, and to me, my thing is, praise Allah, tie your camel. So, be sure and have some extra cash out and get some silver maybe or something to barter with in case things go wonkers for a little while. But basically, I think it's so important that we don't only need to prepare on the physical level. We need to prepare ourselves on the emotional level and mental and emotional level. We need to clear out any old programs we're running, any social engineering, any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, heal those, forgive and release the past, and then we have to start doing our spiritual practices, do our meditations, do some sun gazing at night, in a meditation, open that pineal back up. There's so many things we can do, get into a meditation class or a yoga class or something if you can't do it by yourself. But just remember, if guru means GURU. And so any guru, their whole focus should be to empower you as an individual to make your own connection with creator. And if they're doing the see me, dig me, worship me routine, get rid of them. And you don't need them. You don't need me. You can make your own contact with creator. You can make your own contact with ETs. And there's nothing stopping you other than just taking the time to do it. And we have the big eraser. We can call on spirit to come in and clear all these blocks and patterns. And if that's your intention and you put it out there and stick with it, you're going to get it. Same thing. If your intention is to, you just want to see a ship, say, I really want to see a ship. I want to connect with benevolent beings that are here to assist humanity and qualify it and make that your intention and meditate on that and send the invite out using love and joy and bliss, you're going to have an experience eventually. Because you're going to manifest that, you're going to create that reality. And I always tell people too, is we can't do this la la land thing that is going on. It's just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And there is a war going on, and it's right now it's a kind of a cold war, but it's getting hotter and hotter. Just like the whole world is getting ready to, is moving in that direction. And so we need to chill out and unify and come together and quit being guided in through fear and to create divisions and separations and, look for things that unify and look for the truth. I mean, The people they're demonizing the most are probably the most saintly on the planet right now, because that's all just getting funds for the war industry and things like that. And you got to demonize people so you can bomb them, basically. And that's got to come to an end. We all just need to come together. So you can see like the truckers and the farmers and the patriots and just good, decent people are all starting to come together right now, and that's what we need to do. Because there's some very indecent people running the show right now, and that has to come to a close. But anyway, the bottom line, these solar flares are part of this, these massive influxes of energy. The tyrants are not frequency specific to the energies coming in. The Earth's ascending and they can't make it. They're not going to make this shift. And their hearts are closed down. They're going to drop. They're going to have heart attacks, or their science is failing them now. They can't stay alive with their science, and a lot of them are just being, they were seeking power over others, and guess what? They got overpowered. Now they've been taken over. So they're not even the same people anymore. There's entities in there and things like that. They've lost control. So when you seek power and control and you want to dominate others and things like that, you attract those kinds of entities to you, and pretty soon they take over and you lost everything. So it doesn't matter. You got this mansion, you got this giant yacht and all these other things. You're not even in there anymore. Somebody else is going to be enjoying them. And that's just kind of the way it works, unfortunately. So we really need to look deep into the nature of a lot of our leadership and the nature of other global leaders that we seem to be propping up. And we need to look at the actions going on in their countries and things, and get that critical thinking going. Don't just listen to the lamestream news to tell you what's going on, because it's usually the opposite. I say if you take the legacy news, especially the left turning news, whatever they say, just reverse it and you'll have the truth, because there is no truth that comes out of any of their mouths. Just reverse it, and then you'll know what's really going on. So if they really demonize somebody, that guy's probably the good guy. And so that's just the way it's working right now. But on that note, I'm kind of out. I don't have anything else for you. We do pre-record these things on Thursday, so a lot might happen between Saturday. Friday and Saturday, there's major events going on, but really, it's time to kind of get start preparing, and set your house up for, be sure you can endure some big winds and some earthquakes and things like that. If you're next to a volcano, good luck. I don't think you can do anything about that. Or if you're right on top of a quake, a fault line, you might have an experience too that might be beyond your ability to subvert. So, but anyway, the good news is that, you can always sit down and make that creator connection. It'll guide you and do what it, to show you what you need to do, where you need to go, everything. Sit on the earth and ask the earth what's going to happen. If it's going to be there in the next 10 years, what's it going to look like? It'll tell you, we have those abilities. They're latent within us. So you can just sit down and feel. Does it feel really good where you're at? Does it feel like you're supposed to be there and stay there? And if it doesn't feel good and it feels like you need to go and your soul's screaming at you, then you need to start listening and kind of get out of Dodge, because there are cities that are fast tracking, they're like Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0, and they're fast tracking in that direction. And if they keep going in that direction, it's just going to be a hellhole, and they're going to draw something else in. But anyway, I always like to live on a good note, so always, I always say keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And that's all you need to get through. And start being kind to each other and the planet, and take care of the planet, and take care, and it'll take care of you. Grow your own. I'm picking these papayas I planted from little seedlings right now. So we've got mangoes and papayas and all these things and all these trees popping up, citrus trees, fruit everywhere. It's because when you first get your property, plant your trees. It says that in the Bible. Plant your trees, because they're going to take a while. And it is really important to maybe either group together or get your own little piece and get sovereign as possible to ride these times through. So That's all I've got. And so anyway, again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, watch the skies, and don't get into fear. It's fear blocks your ability to function and get messages on high. So just when you feel that fear, just sit down and breathe into it and let it go, and then act on whatever the message is. Ask, do I need to do this? I need to do this, and ask yourself. And it is so important right now to start getting your own information from within, because the outer sources are all being corrupted right now. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. See you next Saturday.
Thank you.